everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight with the Shepherd's Call. Got a great message for you. Want you to stay tuned. Money woes tonight. We're going to talk about it, where our future lays, what's the probabilities of money failing. Are we in a planned downward spiral? Is this organized control? You know, there is one man on the earth, one man or one family on the earth that controls one half of all the wealth in the world. One family. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, means something is wrong. Babylon. No man wins when freedom fails. Best men rot in filthy jails. Those who cry and teach to appease are hanged by those they tried to please. One half of all the wealth is controlled by one family. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but most of you knowledgeable people who know about 3% of the world's population, 3%, control 97% of the world's wealth. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe something is wrong with the system. Something is definitely wrong when 3% on 97% of the world's wealth, and something has to be wrong when one family bloodline owns one half of that wealth. Now, Dr. Gary and I, we do a lot of economic studies. We try to keep up with current events, and I want to talk to you about the disaster down on the Gulf Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are really in a quagmire. I don't know where it's planned or not, but it's strange to me. It sounds strange to anybody that knows what's going on. You wouldn't be surprised if I told you that it's possible that this was a planned stage wellhead failure designed for the season of hurricanes. We not only want a disaster of mega proportions, we want a disaster of epic proportions. Now, Dr. Gary has a friend who lives in Pennsylvania, in Johnson County, Pennsylvania. And he talked with a friend this past weekend that told my friend that his daughter worked for a bank in Johnson County, and the manager called them into his office one day last week and said, this is what he said, according to my friend here, that if they had any money in the bank, they had better get it out and buy groceries, because the banks are going to close all branch banks, and all private banks will be closed for good. Branch banks and private banks. Now, I know that you probably heard this before, because their enemy, they can purposely start rumors and fill rumors, and somebody gets the disinformation and passes it along. That's by design. Also, this individual that has passed this information along to me said he heard a man by the the name of Dave state that the IRS, with all mortgages and all debts, would be gone by July the 13th, that something is going to happen with the money system of the United States. And we are now in basic failure. Employment, jobs, natural and unnatural, planned or unplanned, disasters happening at a rate unprecedented. Well, the Bible says that in the end times there will be great fearful signs for you to consider. And people are getting alarmed. Now, by moving into the hurricane season, and they're predicting anywhere from 8 to 11 major storms coming in the very vicinity of the Gulf of Mexico, along the coast of Texas, and Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama and Florida. These are the areas that are being now affected by the oil spill out of the wellhead that is ruptured, and they can't seem to get it closed, or at least that's what they say. Now, I read something about the platform and the warnings that the workers were given. It's now a matter of investigation, that these warnings were ignored by those in power. Now, with this was planned, ruptured about the time of the hurricane season. Did you know that if it does rupture and goes into the Gulf, that we're going to have a storm system or storm surge that precedes all hurricanes? There is a storm surge. In other words, if the hurricanes form, and then you're going to have a storm surge come in before the hurricane. And what that means is the waters will raise, and this low atmospheric pressure of the hurricane, let's say that the storm surge will be 15 or 20 feet if it surges, and that's normal. It'll coat oil, sludge, filth, death over all of the wetlands into 20 miles and upward into the inward wet coastal areas. The coastal areas would be coated then with a fresh coat of crude oil that would, or the experts say, the environment in that area kill all, basically just about all marine life. And the fragile system there in the wetlands, bird sanctuaries and things of this nature, coastal tributaries that protect the inlets and the inlands, up to 20 miles could have a coat of tar, sticky oil substance, almost be impossible to clean, and that we would have a disaster that actually would cause major implications. Now listen to this. Now, we told you on one of our programs, I believe it was last Saturday night, when I had joining me a panel of experts that was talking about the possibilities of these situations and the magnitude of the implications far beyond right now our wildest dreams that this would affect. It is also being reported through private agencies that the Pentagon and the United States government have drawn up emergency plans to evacuate much of the population surrounding the Gulf of Mexico in anticipation of a toxic rain, storm surges, that would inflict severe environmental damage. The extreme environmental destruction and the deliberate failure to put an end to the oil leaks are all part of the dark and evil system that is planning a world takeover or much death and destruction. And to do this, they must bring chaotic conditions to, first of all, the United States, which is it's the linchpin, if you will. It's the mechanism on which all the money systems of the world hangs in the balance, because from America we set the example of the monies, the trading, and the bartering systems of the nations. Now, we're fast losing power, of course, or prestige would be a better word, because the Fed, the BIS, and the Vatican, and all the oil people are recognizing the handwriting on the wall, and the situation is not looking very good. When we have, before this, the attack on the euro, it's moving ahead and becomes, at this point, the weakest link in the financial system of worldwide currencies. And Greece, for example, has done gone through a devaluation, basically. What they had to surrender was, the people had to sign on through legislation that they would be heavily taxed to pay this money back, to prop up their form of government to keep it from failing. Now, that worked very good, as we have now a prototype of Greece, a small nation. Now it could be expanded to France, to England, to Scotland, to Ireland, and then to mega nations, for instance, like Germany, the backbone of the Euro European market. If they can get it to crash, then crash goes the dollar. The rest would be history through devaluation. Now, we're going to talk about devaluation and how that they could bring this about, and how people would suffer as a result of it, because the ratio would be basically an exchange rate, if we have a devaluation, of 10 to 1 if they came out with a new currency. 10 to 1. That means if you've got $10, you would only get $1 of the new money. And so you would be $9. Somebody just stole $9 of wealth from you. Well, that's not a bad way to steal the wealth of a nation, through forced devaluation at a 10 to 1 rate. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in financial trouble. Have you ever tried to get a job lately? Have you ever looked at the corporations that are being sucked out of private hands, or a democratic system, or a republic system that has built our nation and its strength upon private enterprise, now switching swiftly to government-controlled operations, a form of socialist, if not fascism, if not communism? Is that what they want? Now, with one man owning one half of the wealth, who do you believe would be behind forcing the 10-to-1 ratio of exchange? What would he gain out of that? Well, you can see on a 10-to-1 with a new currency. And ladies and gentlemen, money is only paper. Real wealth, it would be silver standard, gold standard, or metal standards, which has value. Now, we know that the value of gold and silver has gone up quite a bit, substantially, and has a potential to raise in the near future to triple, maybe to double its present rate. Maybe gold would go to $5,000 and silver to $100 an ounce or more, with silver being the sleeper here and could actually pull ahead as a dark horse on the metal bet because of its scarcity. Now, gold has been traded openly, and yet silver, the derivative markets, the paper markets, that they have placed order. People have placed orders and hedging their bets. They're taking, say, like a 10-to-1 ratio. They get $10 worth of stock and $1 worth of metals. Well, with enough people purchasing, that's a significant amount of money being purchased. And so the more purchased, the more value. The less supply, the more value. Silver is the sleeper here because there's less supply of silver. Nations and industrial nations, growing nations like India and China, and some other nations like, for instance, Taiwan, where you get most of your products made in China, made in India, or made in Taiwan. Maybe made in the Latin American countries where labor is still cheap there. See, the people with money are moving the goods and services to where labor is more cheaper, or they can take a 10-to-1 ratio. In other words, if they're paying a Detroit auto worker $30 an hour and they can get it done somewhere else in another country for $10 an hour, that's a $20 ratio. So you can see the wisdom of the money changers as they are trying to get more bang for their buck in ratio of exchange. And it's very simple. Greed, the love of money, producing the most fantastic word at this point, dangerous, and we ought to consider it. The love of money is the root of all evil. Would you believe that the Gulf Coast is now the result of greed? Well, Greece has made it very obvious that the euro is doomed, and the fact has been obvious to all the euro critics from the very beginning. And all the arguments against the possibility of a common currency for very desperate countries having been raised but brushed away by overzealous politicians or stubborn people who are resisting the change, only as a pretense of resisting for the sake of not letting this be like a planned structure failure for money. And the Bible talks about that there was a time in Joseph's times when money failed. Now, Joseph was a wise man. He devised a socialist system. Joseph, an Israelite, a money wizard, he designed a socialist system to extract all of the wealth and ownership of all the land and the goods of the great Egyptian empire. By the time that Joseph got through with his master plan of 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And the years of plenty, he stored food. What are you doing in the years of plenty? Right now, it's not a famine for bread or water, but it's a famine for hearing the truth. You can't get the truth out of these people. They're not going to tell it. So how are you going to invest? How are you going to save yourself? How are you going to manage to put food on your table? Right now, most people, it's a weekly from one paycheck to the next. Everybody has to rush to the grocery store to fill their refrigerators and their storage bins with enough food to do for the next 2 or 3 days. And then you have to repeat it. Well, we know that in serious times of trouble, the shelves will be empty within 3 days of a natural or a major disaster or many. The monetary lesson that we're learning is going to be very hard in the coming years. The report is there will be plenty of food, but you won't afford it. You can't afford it. You're likely to read in the press very soon that the debt to the GDP figures like 200% for Japan. 200%. 115% for Italy. 113% for Greece. 85% for the U.S. Now listen, 85% of the budget will go to the GDP. 115% in Italy, 113% in Greece, 85% in the U.S., 76% for France, 73% for Germany, and approximately 70% for the U.K., with 115% ratio debt to GDP of 115%. Now, how's nations going to suffer? They're not going to. These are dangerous levels at this point. But the government officials don't want you to know the whole story. They sugarcoat the real dimension of the over-indebtedness that we are now facing, and we are at a critical time in decision-making. Are you going to make your decision now, or are you going to wait till you get in trouble? If you look at the debt that is growing, you'll need to understand this part of it. This debt leaves out important obligations like pensions, 401k, Social Security. And if you add these in, you'll get what economists call the implicit government debt, which is soaring. Now, they're buying stuff, goods and services, stocking their below-the-earth shelters. They are now manufacturing military vehicles. They are paying foreign nations, right here in the United States, and vice versa. All of our soldiers are out of town, so to speak, in the nation. The borders are not guarded by the National Guard. You know where the National Guard is? If Arizona wanted to put National Guard on the border, which I hope they would consider doing, but there's no use of putting National Guard in Arizona when California and Texas, that shares common borders with Mexico, are left open, and then the floodgate through immigration in foreign nations, like a lot of Indians are coming in. In Canada, they're flooding in the Muslim nations, or the people of the Muslim nations. They're flooding in here in dangerous levels. Don't need to sugarcoat this, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a time of trouble. The Bible declares it that the debt ratio to GDP, when you add the pensions and the Social Security and the social programs, like food stamps, for instance, I'd be out of control. People are out of work and having to resort to food stamps or social assistance. When you add these burdens to the debt load, which these are not added on at this point, now let's go from Germany, which would be perhaps 73% without these pensions and debt loads. The debt load then would jump up, and the ratio of indifference to debt to GDP, look what it would jump up to, 255%. Amazing. How can any nation survive with this debt load? France, 255%. The UK, 530%. The U.S., now, this is the one I want you to really concentrate. This is where it hits home. This is where it hurts. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the telling or the killing feels. I told you last night on a message that Yahweh's getting ready, and there's going to be a great reaping on this earth. Armageddon is coming in. Now, before we can have the Third World War, we have to have economic disasters. And so we, the United States in particular, and I don't know where it's weather control or whether it's Yahweh's will or whether it's planned. Either way, we're getting it. The way we're getting it or who's causing it is not the issue right now. It's that we are getting this debt load ratio to our debt levels, and we are at a point now where the United States, when you add Social Security and the social systems, like your 401ks and things, when this fails, it's going to jump the debt load up to the United States to a leading amount. If you think Germany and France at 255% is bad, and the UK at 530, that's awesome. These are the two strongest nations in the world. The UK and the US has to be broken. See? The enemy has to break these two nations, and the United States will be a staggering 570%. That's frightening. These obligations are unbearable, which means that governments all over the world will have to break many of the promises that their predecessors have made to get elected. And then, what's that going to do? It's going to bring about the default that is predicted in case of a 10-to-1 ratio, just like the bank manager warned his employees in Johnson County, Pennsylvania, to stock up, spend a little money that they had in their bank, if they had any, if not borrow. Why is the government borrowing like it's going out of control? They're getting it while it's good. They know what's coming. They've got a planned economic failure, and when you default, this means that you have to sit down with your creditors and restructure the debt. Creditors have to take the losses, and that would be rightfully so. Ultimately, that comes back into the pockets of the people that work for a paycheck. Because eventually, the taxation, like it is in Greece, the burden of paying this money back fell upon the shoulders of the people. We're fixing to have anarchy. We're fixing to have a revolution if things don't change. Is it planned? Is that what they want? Setting on the bases around America are vehicles militarily designed to kill its own people. The killing fields. That's why that I addressed the message last night of killing. Killing has been around wars and rumors of wars. Prosperity comes by reducing the population. The corporations, the military establishment, the defense contractors. Now, remember I told you that one person owns 50% of the world's wealth. 97% controls the rest of it, and that leaves 3% in the pocket of the poor. 3%. And the old man that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's true, because one family owns 50% of the world's wealth, with 97% of the remaining holding, or 3% of that population, the rest of the population, holding 97%. So you reduce 50% from 97, and then you see these two vultures of greed. And remember, I told you that the love of money is the root of all evil. There you have the default situation of having debt load to our ability to manufacture goods to sell it, which would talk about the GDP in relationship to how much of this inflation is going to pull out of your pocket. The debt load for the United States, that's you and me. It's going to be, you know, the creditors are you. They create the debt with your promissory signature to pay for it. 570% of the debt load compared to the need to replace that particular item back into the people's pocket, you would be short 570% of every dollar that went out. You would lose that in a 10-to-1 ratio. We're in trouble. Is it planned? Is it bad capital? Does Wall Street know what they're doing? I mean, I believe, honestly, that our government, and they had to have this slick Willie in there, Mr. Obama, he had to be in there to bring in Wall Street people. Look at our Treasury Secretary right now. Our Treasury Secretary, or czars, or the Federal Reserve Chairmen, they're all Wall Street financiers trained in the ways of money manipulation or government of the people manipulation. We're working for the government right now to pay this frightening figure of inflationary, the figure of 570%. Ladies and gentlemen, with the UK at 530 and Germany at 255, well, along with France, these nations will crumble. They will fail. They will fall. Is it purpose? Is it planned? Is there a conspiracy? Restructuring is the only way out. They made bad decisions, but you paid for it. What did you have to do with Wall Street getting in financial trouble? The banks, the lending institutions. What happened? Who stole the money? It went somewhere. Somebody got it. Again, we come back to that one family that owns 50%, along with the other 3% that controls 97% of the world's money or the world's wealth. Let's put it this way. The world's wealth, that's actual wealth. Ownership. They own the corporations. They actually own the company that makes the Federal Reserve is a company. We can't audit the Federal Reserve. Your senators and congressmen have voted down the attempt to make the Federal Reserve accountable to you. They're not accountable to you. I'm telling you, they have got this system sewed up and the sheeple so blind and deceived and confused chaos they are bringing about. A trump card of major proportions that will affect not only your life, but your lifestyle. And if you don't submit to them, receive them as your supplier or your God, the Bible says that a system will be devised, 666 system, it will be devised to deceive the very elect, and that's what's coming. The United States and most modern governments have a trump card many ancient governments would have died to have. The reign over fiat currencies, which can be created by the stroke of a computer key, as Ben Bernanke once said so famously, quote, the U.S. government has a technology called a printing press. Or today it's electronic equivalent that allows it to produce as many U.S. dollars as it wishes, as essentially rated at no cost. Now, they got to create a debt to get those, get your permission, that is. The Congress has to appropriate the willingness to raise the debt ceiling. And, ladies and gentlemen, where is the ceiling going to stop? They done went through the glass ceiling, this imaginary glass ceiling. We've done broke through it, and we're literally to the moon and back. And if things don't stop, we're going to be all the way over to the sun and back before we ever are able to pay off this debt to the money changers. Where are we going to... Are we intentionally, are we being herded into times of trouble such as the world has never seen? I think so. Therefore, modern governments with a printing press can bail themselves out of all debt problems. And I do believe that they can and probably will inflate their way out of today's debt problem, just like the 10-to-1 ratio, a devaluation by deflating the present money and inflating the money to replace it at a 10-to-1 ratio. In other words, you would have to take $10 of your money to get $1 of their money. Now, who's going to win again? Look at the Social Security system. Look at your government. It's broke. We're now borrowing Social Security money to pay these social programs that were promised to these people to get them to vote for the government that is now placed in there at your service. At your service? Unfortunately, they're going to inflate their way out of the debt problem, and they've got to inflate 570% of a 10-to-1 ratio in their favor before they will ever agree to give you anything out of this system. You're going to settle for it. We settled to turn in all of our gold and silver in 1933 to Mr. Roosevelt. Therefore, the rate was set at $30 an ounce, and no, we thought we were getting rich because a silver dollar was only worth a dollar. But the rate of inflation now, with the silver dollar now worth perhaps $30 an ounce, and gold at 14 plus or 1,200 plus could go to 1,400 to 1,500 a year before the week's end if you really wanted to know. But this thing could break open, and when it does, we're at the end of the road. The bond market and the currency will be destroyed. I don't don't know how far out that the politicians will go in the coming years, although I do fear that they will go this bitter way to its very end because they are in lockstep with the inflation mode, because that's where wealth is gained and stolen from you at a 10-to-1 ratio. Right now, they're stacking the deck again as you come to the poker table and get your cards dealt to you privately by someone that's setting to scheme you out of the rest of your wealth into a system that will control you in the very end, and telling you when to buy, how to buy, where to buy, how much to buy, and how much it's going to cost you, and the ratio of return. So wealth is designed for the wealthy, not for the poor. You are not getting any special favors from the system. You're not going to come out of ahead. A short 6 months ago, dollar bashing was in vogue. Have a look at the long-term dollar rate today, and you will see that if you take this perspective, it really looks like that not much has happened during the last few months, but it has. The euro is down to levels seen in 2004 and 2006, or 1995 and 1997, when they were at an all-time low. When the euro was not yet an official currency, people had hope in it. But at the same time, the euro was much higher than it was in 99 or 2003, so it has a long way to fall to make it even or for you to gain a standard on this deflation that they're fixing to bring about to really rob the rest of the wealth that you have. Look, I told you from the onset here in 2006, I told you right on this same radio program on the Shepherd's Call, Dr. Gary and I did several messages on the financial situation, the emergency creeping in, and at that time we tried to sound the alarm that we were all going to be raided of our wealth, the 401k, the baby boomers that worked or born in the during the war years, the baby boomers they were called, they worked hard to produce. The manufacturing jobs increased, prosperity was abounding, and so they put their wealth into the pockets or the stock markets. That's the same thing as putting in the pockets of Wall Street. You may not believe this, but every dollar that you invest in Wall Street goes in the pockets of the international bankers and the workers of Goldman Sachs and so on and so forth. The money institution around the world are sticking those dollars, converted eventually, into real wealth. They take those as like a stock derivative or a stock certificate. Let's say that you order $50,000 worth of silver, but you don't have a place to put it. You order, and they issue you on demand, that you can get this on demand. Right now, they could issue you a delivery of $50,000 worth of silver. So they would send you a piece of paper, a certificate, that they have this in their vaults ready to send you at any time. Well, we found out now that they don't have it. Where is it? If all of the orders were filled of these stock certificates of metal, silver, and gold, both, and was delivered, they would be such a scarcity of the metals that the predictions of people like Mr. Chapman and others that gold could jump to 50,000 or 5,000 up to possibly $50,000 an ounce, depending on the magnitude of the crash, goes the dollar and the euro. Maybe that both the euro and the dollar is doomed. Maybe it is planned. rapidly against gold in the last few years, and as long as the bad fiscal and monetary policies prevail, gold is going to keep rising along with silver. It's only natural. So where would you like to take the exchange rate? Remember, if it's a 10 to 1 exchange rate ratio coming up pretty soon, and the possibilities are great with all these natural disasters, our nation, our government is not, they're going to tell you that they're not able to maintain the debt load that we have written ourselves, and the taxpayers are going to be taxed to the point of breaking till there is a revolution or a revolt. Are they planning it? Is there going to be a mass killing field coming up? Are there going to be concentration camps? Is the Federal Reserve strength corporation, is it now seeing its best days? Is it going by the wayside? First of all, the attack that we've witnessed on the euro is moving ahead, and we are now at the point of the European nation failing, and that will cause the domino effect to America. And even the attempt by Germany to ban negative short selling, which would be healthy if they could, but it's not going to work. The inflationary rate is done or about to reach 255% of the goods and services that they're able to produce. So who's going to make up? Who's going to make up for that? What causing this tremendous storm surge pressure, natural disaster or unnatural, whether it be caused by the hidden Illuminati, which is planning on taking over the world and ruling you and your children, and you would be nothing more to them than a number, a system that they could tax. As you work for goods and services, they reap the wealth by periodically bringing in a depressive time to steal your 401ks, your retirement, as they have the baby boomer. Did you know that they have reaped, if you will, they have reaped massive trillions of dollars in fortune and put in their pocket at the expense of those who have lost tremendously in the 401k markets, the investment markets, the stock markets. If you'd have been wise and put it in gold instead of 401k, you'd have been better off. We are now at the point where we cannot trust even our own government officials when they've got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, feeding the Wall Street. I mean, it's like a hungry beast. This beast that's created this money beast system out of New York City, out of the UN-sponsored nation, that are telling you that we are in an economic depression to the point that they're going to deflate through the inflationary process of a ratio of 10 to 1. That means that you give 10 of yours up for the one they're going to give back to you. You see that? They're lagging all the way to the bank. Now, these banks that they have, which would supply one family with 50% right now of the world's wealth, with 97% of the wealth being controlled by 3% of the world's population, that means that 97% left would be the poor, naked, miserable peons, if you will, that is left to grasp, just walk by like they were doing in Russia in the 50s. They had a television sitting in the store. They couldn't afford it. They'd look. They would see something, a washing machine or a refrigerator, sitting in the stores. Plenty of that. but nothing to bite with. Are we coming? Are they going to bring that and introduce it to the United States and to Germany and France and all countries designed in the financial system to go belly up? I believe so. I believe it's here. We've got a lot of problems. The Gulf is only one of the natural or unnatural, be it, disasters that are planned to extract wealth by forcing you to give up something to help our planet survive. Now, we've long sacrificed. Now they are making or calling for the ultimate sacrifice. You know what? They want your soul. They want to take away your right to worship your God. This is an atheistic communist system being designed. This is a Christ-hating, Antichrist situation that we've got. And they want you to bow down and worship the beast. Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Remember Johnson County, Pennsylvania. The bank manager, and I know that this has been told before and it didn't happen. It did happen, but not on the scale of imminent warning. In other words, they ease this, they start the rumors, the disinformation, and it filters down to the point that you're scared and confused and don't know what to do, and like a scared rabbit in the sights of the economic gun barrel, they blow you away because you're a sitting duck. You don't have the power to cover yourself. They have all the wealth, the military might. They control the armies. I care not who makes the laws as long as I have the wealth to control those who make the laws. One man said that. He owns 50% of the wealth of the world. Now, you may trust Fox News, but Fox News is owned by a mega billionaire, and he's in on this scheme. So don't trust the stuff you're hearing out of. See, they know how to play both sides against the middle. So don't be fooled by Glenn Beck or Sarah Palin. This is all planned to get you to swing your votes over away from where your votes went last time. It's like a pendulum swinging back and forth between Democrat and Republican, and both of them laughing all the way to the bank with your wealth. Both parties in on the scheme. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a Dr. Gary said this Saturday night, and it's true. It's a Ponzi scheme of mega proportions. It would make Mr. Madoff, it would make him look like a pauper. Extraordinary, beyond your wildest expectations or dreams of wealth is being sifted and lifted from the pockets of the people that were ready to retire. It's been a windfall for international banking system. That's how they prosper. That's how they are. Well, I got to get off here. My time is coming on. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, and I've enjoyed being with you tonight. You can simply write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip, 37824. Now, we're still in Passover. Man, we had a wonderful service today. Fellowship, good eating, and the beauty and the serenity of the area here in the along the river, it is just so beautiful. Great fellowship. We just, you know, it's just charged our batteries up. We feel good, but the world is in chaotic condition. The Bible says, "In me you'll have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation." And they're making sure that you're being tribulated through economic demise. Call me tonight. Area code 423-338-1972. You can call the office The number that you're used to, leave us a message or write us at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And we love you tonight, and we bless you in the name of Yahweh. Prepare yourself. When you see a coming storm, when you see that we are getting, if you will, getting ready for the hurricane season, the political winds of change, the psychological change, a real chance of martial law, maybe that now that they feel like they are in power enough to overpower the will of the sheeple who have no will left. And that is the design of constant breaking the will. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that there is coming a time of trouble for Jacob. Read chapter 30. I've often referred to it, but I believe that we are right in the door of the possibility of having the greatest time of trouble for Jacob and his people. We are going to be specifically singled out and persecuted and removed from the planet. Unless Yahweh shortens that day, there will be any flesh of Jacob. Now remember, it says Jacob's flesh. It says no flesh is going to be saved in Matthew 24. It's talking about Jacob's flesh. This is a love book, a love story, to and for and about the house of Israel. Jacob's children are to be removed by the Antichrist system of 666. You better get ready, because it could be at the door. Are you prepared? Yahweh help you. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh take our message tonight and open it up. You may not have long to react. Be about your Father's business. When you see these winds of change and directing in the last days, that there will be a worldwide controlling Antichrist system. I'm talking about Antichrist that don't believe in your Savior. That's going to war against you, and the onslaught, the laws that's been passed against you to worship your risen Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, the day is at hand that even if you sing a song dedicated to our Creator Yahweh, you're violating a law. You cannot. And even our own president will not lift his hand and place it over his heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you ever think you'd see the day? It's here. And there's implications of magnitude proportions that you never dreamed about. I'll see ya. Friday night, 9:30. We'll be closing the festival out here on Friday, ending the service on Friday, here on the Passover. We got it in so far, and so far so good. It may not be that way by Tabernacles of the Fall. Many changes are predicted. We are in a terrible mess financially, economically, and natural calamities are up on the land. Waves of the sea roaring, earthquakes and famines and pestilence. I'll see you then. Live on WWRB 3.185, Clear Channel. Yahweh bless you, and I love you.